Randolph joining us from, I believe, Omega Alpha Pi Gamma Tau is Biff Superstar. Biff, good morning.
Hey, George, what's happening, man?
Not much.
Hey, dude.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, you call me Frat Boy Slim, man.
Frat Boy Slim?
Frat Boy Slim.
Oh, Frat
dude,
Boy
man,
Slim.
Get the wax out of your ears.
Okay, sorry. And also joining us is Susie Tenderpants, I believe, from You Felt a Delta.
That's right, You Felt a Delta.
Okay.
George, you and I have a bit of a connection.
I don't think so.
My mother was a little sister at Kappa Sig in Denton at North Texas.
Oh, really?
She said that you got real handsy with her.
Oh, wow. That's not that funny. All right, Biff, tell us about your fraternity experience.
Dude, I heard you guys bagging on frats, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, come on, man. Why are you bagging on frats?
Well, I wasn't. I was trying to defend the frats, actually.
Man, I love Pat Green and American beer, man.
Yeah?
We do a lot for the community.
Like what?
I don't know. Ram each other's face into pine trees.
What does that do for the community?
I don't know, man. That's what we do in frats, man. Come on.
All right, Susie, what do you have to say for the sorority and your typical day in a sorority?
Well, first of all, I need to mention that I was a little sister, just like my mama, and I was a little sister for a fraternity, but I got tired of being passed around like cheap meat, so I joined a sorority.
Yeah.
You Felt the Delta, and we do so much for the community, George. For instance, we purchase wine coolers and penicillin, and that pumps a lot of money back into the economy.
You purchase penicillin?
Yeah, see, that's good. You know, we also help little defenseless children.
How's that?
Well, they're not even defenseless. I mean, except the ones in wheelchairs. They're pretty defenseless.
Yeah.
Hey, one time this guy in a wheelchair was pledging to our frat.
Yeah.
And, of course, we didn't want him because he's weak. And so I ran his wheelchair into a stack of cans and set his skin on fire. It was all a joke, you know. I mean, just a prank and everything, just having fun. But I think he learned a lot that day before he painfully passed away.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're visiting with Biff Superstar, also known as Frat Boy Slim, and Susie Tenderpants. Now, Biff, tell us about that pledge ship thing and the whole hazing. Do you really haze?
You know, that's so overblown, man. You know, what happens in the frat stays in the frat. We're
right.
A service-oriented community. Plus, we stick broom handles up each other to prove how not gay we are, you know? And what greater show of loyalty than to bloody each other's face with dead mackerel? I mean, come on. This is what America was built on.
Oh, dear.
Fraternities are the Shiite, man.
Now, Susie, you don't have to go through anything like that in your pledge ship, do you?
No. In fact, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be in a sorority because my mom, the mother that you had assaulted
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good job, George.
Her name was Buffy Tenderpants. Do you remember my mom?
No, sure don't. Sounds like a made-up name to me.
Well, I decided that I was going to follow in my mom's footsteps, and it's a great life being a sorority girl. We wake up every morning. We skip class.
Uh-huh.
We then go buy the test answers.
Uh-huh.
We then put on makeup from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We hit a happy hour. Then we hit the frat parties. We sleep with some drunk frat boy. And then we make the walk of shame back home. Can you imagine a better life?
It's so great, man.
No.
How can you bag on the Greek culture? If you bag on it, you're racist. You hate the Greeks, man.
No, I don't think we're racist.
Man, frat's a great way to meet girls, George.
Yeah.
Don't we all want to meet girls after all?
You bet.
God's purpose for us is to find a wife.
Right.
Unfortunately, all the possible wives you meet in a frat have had trains pulled on them, but, I mean, I'm in a fraternity.
I take offense to that.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm only there. Now, you hold on.
Hey,
I'm not going to let you talk about me like that. I'm 20 years old. Aren't you going, girl? I've only slept with three different boyfriends.
Right.
And we've been told to keep our knees together in our sorority, and I do that, except for Friday and Saturday and nights, you know, and maybe Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights. Well, Monday nights are not really together. I guess they're never really together, but, you know, they're...
Fraternities are so great, George. I'm in a frat for the camaraderie, man, the friendship,
right.
The date rate. Come on!
Well, I don't know about that last part.
You sound like my kind of guy. Where can I find you?
Hey, let's hook up, man. You know, get together, a couple friends, get a 12-er. What do you say, Susie?
That sounds good. George, you want to join us?
No, thanks. I'm a little old for that.
Please? Come on, Giorgio.
No.
Stand behind me, all right? I'll go first.
I'm not going to be Hank the Tank there. So, hey, I appreciate it. And thanks for your time, Biff and Susie.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye, George.
Bye.